In the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter and the 14th verse, we read, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Glory is a word, a shout, or a song used to express human wonder at the majesty of God. When Jesus was born, angels ascribed, "Glory to God in the highest heaven." And in the witness of Christ's life on earth, "We have seen his glory, full of grace and truth." In celebrating Christmas, we recognize the coming of Jesus as the meeting point of heaven and earth, the means of healing our broken relationships with God, overcoming our hostility towards one another, and rekindling our determination to seek peace in this world. This is, the Apostle Paul explained, "In Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us." Reconciliation is a glorious message. It offers the promise that some wrongs of the past may be set right, the truth may be discovered in all cases, forgiveness may be sought, and even ancient enemies may come and live together in mutual respect. It is a message of mercy and hope that reflects the great gift of God's love in Jesus Christ. The United Nations has declared 2009 to be the International Year of Reconciliation and has called on societies that have been divided by conflict to adopt reconciliation processes in order to establish a firm and lasting peace. Christian churches everywhere and the World Council of Churches are supporting this effort through projects and ministries consistent with the Ecumenical Decade for Overcoming Violence, Churches Seeking Reconciliation and Peace. This is a decade which runs from 2001 to 2010. We commit ourselves as Christians in the power of the Holy Spirit to this great purpose, and we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the opportunity to work for reconciliation with men and women of goodwill throughout the world, in the spirit of the angels' blessing. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth, peace among those whom God favors. This comes with my best wishes for a blessed Christmas in 2008.